Next, an intellectual feature of Cordick & Company.
We're all familiar with the multitude of stories concerning the accidents of fate that brought us some of our great ideas and inventions. The round stone that rolled off the hillside, inspiring the invention of the wheel, also steel-toed shoes, and so on. But did you ever think where we'd be if, say, Leonardo da Vinci were looking the other way when that rock rolled by? Chances are, he would never have invented the wheel, and we'd be in a fine pickle today. All of which brings us to our point, our series entitled...
What if they had just thought of it now?
Taking one of our more commonplace household items, let's assume that it has never been invented. And in these days of advanced business tactics, let's watch the problems of a young inventor as he tries to introduce that idea, getting it started in the year 1958.
All right. Quiet, man, please. Quiet.
We are in the staff meeting of the Umberton Lumber Company, the world's largest lumber manufacturer, in their swank 85-story wooden skyscraper. The meeting is just coming to order.
All right, a staff meeting, number 73152, is now in order. It gives me pleasure to again present our worthy president, Mr. Embargo G. Umberton.
Yes. All right, men. Men, let's not waste any time. Time is money, and that's what we all want. Money. Now, Osgood, how is research doing on Project A?
Well, sir, the 11-inch foot seems to be meeting resistance on all fronts, sir. Now, I'm afraid we'll have to pay off somebody in the Bureau of Standards.
Yes, well, I was afraid of that.
Well, how much can we pay?
So for hours, the meeting drones on with one earth-shaking decision following another. Until along about 5 o'clock...
All right, gentlemen. Motion passed.
Well, it's only... All right, men. There's only one other item on the agenda here, and we can wrap it up now. What's this? This is a little joke, this memo here from Gaggin Foot in the Splinter Department.
No, sir. That is no joke, sir. We can make money on our splinters.
Oh, if only we could, boy. But I'm afraid in the lumber business, splinters are just a lot.
Well, they don't have to be. That's my point.
What do you intend to do? Sell them?
Exactly. Listen. We could start a national habit. We can convince the folks how keen Splinters was for picking their teeth, and then we could make them in. we can put them in boxes and call them toothpicks.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Gaggin Foot, for your little joke there. All right, man, meeting adjourned.